Vagabond by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Andrew Cullum. Dedication. Vagabond is for June and Eddie Bell, in friendship and gratitude. Part 1. England, October 1346. Arrows on the Hill. It was October, the time of the year's dying, when cattle were being slaughtered before winter, and when the northern winds brought a promise of ice. The chestnut leaves had turned golden, the beeches were trees of flame, and the oaks were made from bronze. Thomas of Hookton, with his woman Eleanor, and his friend Father Hobb, came to the upland farm at dusk. And the farmer refused to open his door, but shouted through the wood that travellers could sleep in the byre. Rain rattled on the mouldering thatch. Thomas led their one horse under the roof that they shared with a woodpile, six pigs in a stout timber pen, and a scattering of feathers where a hen had been plucked. The feathers reminded Father Hobb that it was St. Gallus's Day, and he told Eleanor how the blessed saint, coming home in a winter's night, had found a bear stealing his dinner. He told the animal off, Father Hobb said. He gave it a right talking to, he did, and then he made it fetch his firewood.
I've seen a picture of that, Eleanor said. Didn't the bear become his servant?
That's because Gallus was a holy man, Father Hobb explained.
Bears wouldn't fetch firewood for just anyone.